Otherwise, cloudy skies, low near 61. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. As into Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high near 86. Saturday night, mostly clear, low near 60. And Sunday, mostly sunny. Currently, it's 58.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can't control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. At least one person is dead from an early morning crash in Greenwood County. State troopers confirmed the wreck occurred in Northwest Severy. Greenwood County Sheriff's officers indicated it happened in an area where K-99 merges with U.S. 400. K-99 was blocked in both directions while authorities handled the situation. Relatives of a 7-year-old boy whose remains were fed to pigs after he was killed by his father and his stepmother claim in a lawsuit that the social workers in Missouri and the Child Welfare Agency in Kansas did not do enough to protect him. The lawsuit alleges that child welfare workers had several chances to remove Adrian Jones from his home, and they were aware that he was physically abused for years before his death. Lenexa police say a Catholic school was briefly locked down after a suspected burglar fell through the ceiling. I'm Stephanie Austin.
This weekend, every drop of paint at the Home Depot has even better coverage. Thanks to Labor Day savings of $10 off 1-gallon cans and $40 off 5-gallon buckets. That means more paint for less money. So you can cover more walls, more rooms, and more of your budget than ever before. So, how's that for great coverage? Unbelievable quality, unbeatable prices. Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through September 6th.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
A Southeast couple will be sentenced in December for abusing three orphans they adopted from Peru. James and Paige Noctegal of North Newton entered the pleas yesterday to several counts of child abuse. The Noctegals were arrested in February of 2016 after an 11-year-old boy was found walking barefoot in a field and told authorities he feared going home. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach's office has filed two new criminal election fraud cases, including one alleging an attempt to vote by a non-citizen. The counts filed this month in Johnson County are against Sergio Salgado Juarez, and they mark the second time that Kobach's office has filed charges alleging that a non-citizen has voted since he was given the power to prosecute election fraud allegations. Most of the other 10 cases involved voting in two states, such as double voting. That's the focus of the felony charges filed the same day in Franklin County against David Haddock. Kobach's office alleges that he voted in Kansas and Colorado. I'm Stephanie Austin.
In 1903, the first automobile to cross the United States was fitted with BF Goodrich tires. And 114 years later, we're still giving you the freedom to drive where you want to go. Between August 23rd and September 12th, get a $50 reward card after submission with purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
Take advantage of his limited time offer at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville today.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 9/12/17. Void where prohibited.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Tomorrow is the home opener for Husker football, and the city of Lincoln wants you to be prepared for all things parking. Mayor Chris Beitler says Lincoln is ready to welcome the Big Red fans back to the capital city for another football season. Here's what you need to know if you're driving to the game. I-80 and 1 I-80 are expected to be overcrowded tomorrow. City officials ask that you use alternate routes to get to your parking or drop-off destinations. They also ask that you avoid driving through 9th Street due to the high volume of people who will be in the area. If you want to avoid driving altogether, StarTran will continue its shuttle service to Memorial Stadium this season. Authorities say a driver has died after a collision with a semi-trailer in southeast Nebraska. The crash was reported around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday on Nebraska Highway 33, about 5 miles east-northeast of Crete. The names of those involved have not been released. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. Just announced, savings across a full lineup of Ford models like Focus, Fusion, Mustang, Escape, Edge, Explorer, and the F-150. With 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. Now through September 5th, it's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor, Focus RS, Mustang, Shelby GT350, or GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Palmer community comes together for their annual Labor Day celebration, with most activities scheduled Monday, but many beginning Saturday and Sunday. A softball tournament Saturday through Monday, plus a gun show Saturday 9 to 4 at the community building, and the Jared Daniels Band performing live on the tennis court Saturday evening with fireworks at the Ball Diamond at 9:30. Sunday afternoon, a grass volleyball tournament will be held. The annual hymn sing at St. Paul's Lutheran Church begins at 7. Monday kicks off with a 5K walk and run at 7 a.m. Tractor show and car show begin at 9. They'll host a fishing tournament from 9 to 11, a craft market from 9 to 2. Also Monday, a cakewalk, RC car derby, inflatables, plus a quarter carnival running 10:30 until 1:30. A fried chicken meal will be offered at the cafe Monday from 11 to 1. Mike and Minnow races, ladder golf, and a basketball four-person tournament will also be held. A parade is planned Monday at 2:30 in Palmer. A theme, the fun begins where the pavement ends. It's Palmer's annual Labor Day festivities this weekend. Those interested in preserving the Pottawatomie County Courthouse in Westmoreland left a public meeting Tuesday disappointed as they worked to convince county commissioners of the merits of renovating the 1884 building, as opposed to a recommendation by consultants that the structure be torn down and replaced with a new office building. Renovation costs are tabbed at $3.6 million, with a teardown of $70,000 and then $2.3 million to build a similar-sized new facility. The commission chairman assured the group that they remain open to all options and don't expect a decision for perhaps another 4 to 6 months. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board had a special meeting Monday, approved the budget as published, with no comments coming forward from the public. For patrons of the former USD 488 portion of the district, the levy remained stable at 48.5 mils. Norman Dean Francis Sr., age 81, of Manhattan, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Randolph United Methodist Church. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Family will receive friends Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Andaris Fifely Funeral Home O'Reilly, in charge of arrangements for Norman Francis Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato with gravy, a wheat roll, coleslaw, and cinnamon pears. Closed Monday for Labor Day, Tuesday's menu is fish, scalloped potato with muffin, green beans, and mixed fruit. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Marshall County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for a night shift corrections officer. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., four shifts on and 4 days off. Starting hourly wage is $15.57 per hour with benefits. Applications are available at Sheriff's Office in Marysville. If you have questions regarding the position, ask for Dan or Tim at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 562-3141. Application deadline is September 15.
You've never saved this much money this fast. Now get instant coupon savings at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. New furniture is on the way and we must make room. So for 1 week only at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart, take advantage of our famous low prices on all your furniture needs. Then use your coupons to save an extra $50, $100, $200, $300, up to $500 instantly. We told you it was fast. That's up to $500 in extra savings on our huge selection of top name brand living room and dining room furniture, bedrooms, entertainment centers, youth furniture, recliners, even mattresses and accessories. But wait, it gets even better. Even at these instant coupon savings, special financing is available. See store for details. So if it's new furniture you're looking for, seize the moment and seize the savings up to $500 instantly. Hurry in for huge instant coupon savings for 1 week only at all Feldkamp's Furniture Mart locations.
In Manhattan, Salina, Abilene, Marysville, Junction City, and Concordia. Go to feldkampsfurniture.com or see their Facebook page for coupons.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a low-pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, it does look like just a little bit of some clouds will move in today and into it tonight, plus some isolated rain showers possible tonight. Otherwise, a high-pressure system builds across the area, bringing sunny skies and quiet weather all the way through the extended weekend, and we're definitely going to see those temperatures warm up. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, a blend of clouds and sun, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy in the lower 60s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 86. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 60. As we get into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high near 92. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low near 68. And Monday for Labor Day, sunny skies at 93 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Record high on this date, 107 in 2000. The average low, 63, and the record low is 47 in 1967. Sunset this evening, 7:53. Sunrise in the morning, 6:52. Mostly sunny, 57 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 1st of September, 2017. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Leagues are forming now at Land All Lanes, starting Tuesday, September 5th with the Special Olympics League. Thursday, September 7th, Fun League begins. A sanctioned mixed league starts Sunday, September 10th, and Monday, September 11th will be the sanctioned men's league kickoff. Register either at Land All Lanes or online at landalllanes.com/league. Come bowl some strikes and prepare for a great time at Land All Lanes in Marysville.
Zach Greinke gets his 16th win, and the Dodgers are swept for the first time this season. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Arizona Diamondbacks crushed Los Angeles 8-1 on Thursday to complete the first series sweep of the Dodgers this season.
Extra bases. Scoring is Blanco. Heading around third base and being waved to the plate is Lamb. The throw will not be made. A two-run double for Goldie.
On KTAR, Paul Goldschmidt doubled twice and Zach Greinke earned his Major League best 16th victory. The Dodgers have lost a season-worst 5 in a row. Still have the best record in the majors. The New York Yankees beat division rivals the Boston Red Sox 6-2. Greg Bird hit a two-run blast and the Yankees win.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's bye-bye Birdie in the right center field seats. A two-run home run.
A On WFAN, the second-place Yankees shave Boston's lead in the AL East to 4.5 games. The power-laden Baltimore Orioles simply couldn't muster enough offense to outdo Toronto slugger Kendrys Morales in the Blue Jays' 11-8 victory.
Sock to center field. Back for it goes Adam Jones. Still going back at the wall. And Kendrys Morales has made it 11-6 here.
On SN 590, Morales went deep three times and had a career-high 7 RBIs. The Cubs extend their winning streak to 4 with their 6-2 win over the Braves. And Chris Bryant gets his 25th home run of the year.
This pitch is hammered to left field. Going back is Kemp just to watch where it lands. Home run, Bryant.
On WSCR, in college football, Oklahoma State beat Tulsa 59-24. Ohio State beat Indiana 49-21.
To the 20, Dixon, touchdown.
On ESPN, back in baseball, the Detroit Tigers and Houston Astros pulled off a last-second deal that sent former Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander to the first-place Astros in exchange for 3 prospects. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Friday night football as Kansas teams kick off the schedule. Marysville travels to Rossville. Washington County, home to Donovan West. Valley Heights entertains Troy. Frankfort's at Onega. Hanover hosting Lebo. Axtell at St. Mary's Academy, Lynn at Clifton Clyde, Centralia hosting Sabetha, Southern at Auburn, Abilene hosts to TMP, Clay Center hosting Phillipsburg, Concordia at Beloit, Chapman home to Jefferson West, and Wamego entertains Rock Creek. It's a battle of the Bulldogs Friday in our high school football kickoff as Marysville travels to Rossville. Last year in the season opener, Marysville nearly knocked off Rossville, who ran the rest of a season with a single loss, capping their third straight 3A state championship. Marysville looks to spoil the party at Rossville in the season opener Friday. We'll be on the air shortly before 7 with a 7 o'clock kickoff, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1 KMDY.
It's twice the racing action at the Washington Speedway this weekend. The need for speed starts on Saturday with hot laps at 6:30, racing at 7. Then do it all again on Sunday with junior sprints, restrictor, MSL, non-wing 600, and outlaw 600 classes. It all gets revved up Saturday and Sunday at the Washington Speedway, where it's a blast to go this fast.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The next round of negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement next week in Mexico City. President Trump continues to threaten to cancel NAFTA, but Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas believes the president will be able to reach a new agreement, but cautioned him that any tariff the U.S. puts on a product from Canada or Mexico could have a big impact on ag products.
When I visited with him in Esmond that long ago, he was talking about, you know, termination. I said, thank you for saying we're going to renegotiate. We could say modernize. We could say improve. The Roberts verb is fix. And I think he's calmed down, at least when he's talking to people that have the responsibility about trade. I know that's a campaign line that he picks up from time to time. But, no, I think we'll be okay. We just had our first NAFTA meeting in Washington. There were a couple of things that were brought up that I think could be counterproductive. I'm worried about it, but we have one in Seattle, Washington, I think, one up in Canada, one in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And the president's put that on a fast track. So if we have a fast track on trade, and so I think he knows that he wants to get to that issue very much. And I just warned him that whatever tariff you put on a country, their retaliation is obviously going to be agriculture. We always take it first. And so be careful with regards to what we do.
Once the round ends in Mexico City, they'll head north to Canada, then back to the U.S., where many hope these talks will conclude this fall or possibly early next year. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Longtime Ag Senator Chuck Grassley expects a farm bill to make it out of committee this year. However, he's pessimistic about a farm bill actually getting done this year. Grassley sees the Senate Ag Committee starting to write a bill in another month or so.
It's not only my focus,
But I think Senator Roberts' focus is to get an ag bill started in October and get it to the floor if the leader will bring it up. And I think we'll end up having a 20-0 vote on a farm bill when we finally get one put together.
Bud Grassley says a floor time will actually depend, as it always does, on the majority leader making time, including possibly delaying a week-long October recess.
If we would be in session that October recess, it would give us one more week to get a farm bill through, and that 1 week would be pretty important to make sure that it happens. But I'm always pessimistic about farm bills. Haven't been until recently, but when it took 2 years to get the 2014 farm bill passed, that makes me pessimistic about this year.
And as far as certainty about the next farm bill, Grassley says?
Well, I think it's going to get out of committee. Maybe I think I can say that with certainty. Beyond that, it's up to the leader.
Grassley says he does not expect many changes to the bill from current law, though ag lawmakers will have to deal with the usual budget pressures and threats to crop insurance and food stamps, while fixes will be needed to the dairy and cotton programs, he says. In other news, the Dow-DuPont merger closed Thursday. The deal was worth $150 billion, and several spin-off companies could be formed soon. A Texas A&M study says seed prices will rise. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. Just announced, savings across a full lineup of Ford models like Focus, Fusion, Mustang, Escape, Edge, Explorer, and the F-150. With 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. Now through September 5th, it's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor, Focus RS, Mustang, Shelby GT350 or GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. Well, this sounds a little blasphemous, but Cargill is betting that you won't always need cattle to make hamburgers. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Oh, yeah, when I saw this article, it seemed a little strange. In fact, even a little blasphemous that the big agricultural company, Cargill, is betting you won't always need cattle to make hamburgers. Cargill has invested in Memphis Meats, a startup developing technology to grow meat from self-producing animal cells. The stake marks the first investment by a traditional meat company in the nascent clean meat sector, as it's called, where startups are creating products that they say are better for the environment than meat that comes from the traditional feedlots and slaughterhouses. Meat companies are under pressure from consumers to reduce their reliance on animal drugs and to treat livestock more humanely. Some have invested in plant-based burgers and chicken strips, hoping to win business from both vegetarians and carnivores concerned about the meat industry's heavy use of crops and water. Memphis Meats and other startups around the world are working on another solution, using cell culture technology to grow meat from living animal tissue in stainless steel cultivator tanks. Sonia Roberts is head of growth ventures in the meat division at Cargill. She says this is another way to harvest meat. She says for people who want a product from an animal welfare perspective, we want this to be there for them. This isn't just Cargill putting money into this. Some big names are investing, like Bill Gates and Richard Branson and some big venture capital companies. But they apparently are going to be in it for the long haul, as cell-cultured meats have some way to go before landing on dinner plates. The CEO of Memphis Meats says right now the cost of producing 1 pound of meat is $2,400. $2,400 a pound. But it's better than it was last year at this time when it was costing $18,000 a pound. Meanwhile, regulators haven't decided how they're going to oversee meat production that does not involve barns and butchers. Representatives of the USDA and the Agriculture Department said officials are going to need to determine whether the cell culturing process is safe before considering whether such products count as meat. Clean meat is what it's called, a spin on clean energy, because it'll be free from artificial ingredients and genetically modified crops. But clean meat is sure expensive, at least for now. Back after this.
It won't be long before the drills start rolling in our area for the 2018 wheat crop. So now is a great time to do a quick review of your wheat policy to ensure that you have the best coverage for your operation. It only takes a few minutes to run a quote of the different levels available to compare guarantees and premiums so that you get the best fit. Any new policies must be written and or changes made to the existing policies by September 30th for the 2018 wheat crop. Just give us a call at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, so we can make sure your coverage fits your needs.
A gentle reminder as you go about your day, if you eat, you are involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 57 degrees in Marysville this morning. It will be cloudy along the way. Highs in the lower 80s this afternoon. We do have an increasing chance for scattered shower activity into our Friday night for Friday night football games. You might be aware of that.
Mid-America Sports Report. In NFL news, Patrick Mahomes got his first NFL start last night. The Kansas City Chiefs hope that it's his last for a while. The Chiefs' first-round pick threw for 183 yards and a touchdown in his preseason finale, helping them to a 30-6 rout of the Tennessee Titans in a game that was played primarily by backups on both sides. KU's full regular season schedule has been released, and for the 26th straight season, every game will be televised. The Jayhawks also have four big Monday contests. The first two will be at West Virginia on January 15th and Kansas State on January 29th. The Kansas State Wildcats will play for the first time on New Year's Day this upcoming season. They will host former head coach Bob Huggins and West Virginia in their conference home opener on the first day of 2018. More highlights include a big Monday home game against Kansas on Monday, January 29th. This will be the 12th meeting between the Jayhawks and the Wildcats on ESPN's Big Monday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rock and roll.
Country music.
Butter sculptures.
Twinkly lights.
Cowboys on the Ferris wheel.
Funnel cakes.
Tractor pulls.
Freedom.
Find your fun at the Kansas State Fair, September 8th through the 17th in Hutchinson. See Old Dominion with Ray Lynn.